We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D. Pure Talk, the cell phone service my family relies on, is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Go to puretalk.com/clay and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/clay, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk, so you can have more money to travel with this summer.
Bold, reverent, and occasionally random. The Sunday Hang with Clay and Buck podcast starts now.
We were going to take a step back for a moment and talk about manners and consideration. And I think manners and consideration are very, very important. I will have you know. I find myself increasingly in the get off my lawn position.
You're a grumpy old man. Let's be honest.
It's fine. I try to tell everybody, you know, no cell phones at the dinner table, for example. And people look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, what are we, barbarians? No phones at the table. Also, I find myself increasingly outraged. This is a bigger thing in South Florida, I will say, than it was even in New York by far. People who have, in crowded public places, speakerphone conversations on their phone. Like everybody else should hear, yeah, Bob, yeah, you're going to finish that deal for me. Yeah, but, you know, they're just going to yell, you know, okay, Tom, you know, just have it. All right, Sally, you know, just you're hearing everything and you're hearing the crackling and everything coming through. And you know, as if this is somehow not, this is barbarous. Okay, this is what I would expect.
Let me just ask you about this, because I think the phone doesn't actually work that well on phones anymore. So when I see someone speaking on a speakerphone, I actually think they probably just can't hear, because I don't know about you, but when I actually hold the phone up to my ear, like, it's hard to, the phone is, I don't know where having a phone conversation ranks on what a phone does now. It's like eighth or ninth for what a lot of what people do. So I presume that the speakerphone is just so they can actually hear.
Well, I can help you with this, because there's something called headphones.
I don't own headphones. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying. That's what people should do, Clay. All right. You're asking me, should they look at him trying to sneak in there a little get out of jail free card for the speakerphone conversation crew? All right. I got eyes on you, Mr. Tennessee. None of this speaking on the speaker in public stuff. All right. Now we can get into the real meat of the conversation, though, here. This woman in Austin, Texas. We do have, I believe, some of the sound. Can we play it? Let me just set the scene. This is in Austin, Texas. A woman is tearing into this 27-year-old mom who has a baby with her in a bar, and the baby is crying a lot. And this is what some of the audio sounded like.
You're 22. Get out.
I'm 27.
Get your baby out of a bar. You guys are idiots. Why would you do that? Why would you do this for Jordan?
He's having fun.
No, he's not having fun. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You got your f***ing kid out of the bar. You won $9,000. Get your f***ing kid out of the bar. Jamie, is that your name?
No, it's not.
Get your f***ing kid out of the bar. You have a baby in a bar.
All right.
It's gone mega viral.
Mega viral. A lot of analysis on this. A lot of heated debate online. I want to let you, you take this one up first. I already said I see blame on both sides, but more blame on one side. I'll hold off until you tell me what you see.
I think the woman calling out the mom is way out of line. Now, let me give you a couple of caveats here. I don't know what the bar is. Is this a adults only bar and this baby was there, or do they have a normal food menu where people can eat as well as be at a bar? Babies to me are easier to take places than toddlers. A toddler has to run around everywhere. They're hard to corral. They're difficult. They're ornery a lot of the time. Babies, especially if they're still kind of being carried, which this baby is, you can see, like, it's a, I don't know, 6-month-old, 5-month-old, whatever it is, probably. And mom, I'm assuming, is still breastfeeding, meaning that the mom can go and sit there and be able to be with the baby, and it's not a monster issue. So I think the woman who confronted her about this is way out of line. And then to be cursing at her, get your effing baby out of the... I mean, first of all, why do you care? If your enjoyment of being able to be at a bar is totally taken away by any one or two people that are at that bar, I would submit that you have an issue. And if the baby's crying somewhat or making a little bit of a stir, bars are loud. You know, so, I mean, the idea that one person with a child would be throwing the entire apparatus off. Now, if we're talking about adults only and kids are never allowed into the bar, I think that becomes a more challenging question. But it's still, the woman was way out of line. I'm like 90% on mom's side, maybe giving best of advice to the 10% for the woman who... And also, by the way, she called her out her age. What are you, 22? And she's like, no, I'm 27. Yeah. I mean, I just thought the other woman was way out of line.
This is one of the, I think this is a teachable moment, because even if you have a legitimate gripe with somebody, how you handle it matters, right? As in, you know, if somebody is kicking the back of your seat on an airplane, that's a very legit. This is another thing that drives me insane. For some reason, I never have to like do a flying knee into the back of the person in front of me into their chair on a plane. But somehow it happens to me a lot where someone just, you know, just banging, got to just keep banging in the back of the chair. Or they like to use the chair as a catapult when they want to go to the bathroom. So they pull down on your headrest and like, it like catapults them up in the air. Now you can turn around and tell somebody, excuse me, can you please not do that? If you turn around, you start shouting expletives at that person or calling them names or whatever. Now you've, you know, it's like excessive force. You've gone too far. I think woman here, first of all, she's clearly drunk. Okay. You can just hear she's clearly very inebriated. So that's not a good time to get into a confrontation with anybody verbally, physically, period. People, it's funny, you're more likely to get into a confrontation for a lot of folks when you're drunk. You're always worse at it. You're worse at it verbally. You're worse at it physically, meaning you're not going to handle yourself well. So that's part one, is she's drunk. Part two, I agree with you. Bringing in personal, the moment you start bringing in personal stuff on a manners related issue or a courtesy issue, now you're being a jerk, right? It should only be about, please, can you, you know, bring the noise down on your speaker, you know, it shouldn't be, hey, fatso, like, why, you know what I mean? The moment that you make it personal, you're the bad guy. She made it personal. And then obviously cursing, I mean, the baby doesn't understand curse words, but, you know, cursing in front of a woman with her child, I think. So I don't disagree with your breakdown. I mean, maybe I would say I'm like 80-20, she's in the wrong versus. Now that we get to the other side of this, if this is an adult bar where people are doing adult drinking and having adult time, some places only, you know, are 21 and up, you have to be in there. You know, a baby crying in the bar is annoying, and it shows a lack of consideration to people around you. I'll give you an enhanced or a additional version of this, because I've come across this many times. Fine dining restaurant. Everyone's paying $100 to $150 a person to be in. Saturday night, 8:00. Somebody has their baby in a little baby thing and it's crying the whole time. The entire restaurant is sitting there thinking, why doesn't this person care about anybody else but themselves? Why don't they get a babysitter? That is what the whole restaurant is thinking. But people still do this sometimes. So this, for me, is where the 20% comes in. This, for me, is where it starts to get a little more complicated.
This is the dad in me. I give mom and dad passes on almost anything having to do with a kid in a public place. Because your kid can be great, and then they can fall apart. Now, I think you should still get outside if they totally lose it. Get them outside. You know, at this movie theater, I know a lot of moms get bored, candidly, and feel like they're, like, you know, kind of unable to get out when you have a really young baby. And so maybe you want to go watch a movie and you just want to, you know, kind of feel like an adult a little bit. And I don't have a problem with the baby going into a movie theater, but the minute the baby starts to lose it in the movie theater, as babies do, I think you have an obligation to be like, okay, today's not the day, I should leave, right? Now, if the baby can go and sleep on your chest or sleep in a little carrier because it's nap time, and babies at that age are really easy. I just, in general, if you have an issue, I don't think confrontation with another person is typically a very good idea. So if you had a true issue where you thought somebody was violating what should be a rule of the establishment, I would go to the manager, even though can I ask to speak to the manager is kind of a slur in and of itself, right?
This will not shock you. I am not shy about speaking with the manager. So
it does not shock me at all. I mean, I don't know if we've told this story, but we went to a really nice, what was the steakhouse in New York?
Oh, Keen's. That place is phenomenal.
Great steakhouse, old school, 1800s. It opened, like, Teddy Roosevelt, I think, used to eat there occasionally. Like, it's a fantastic place. You had a television hit to do. You, your wife, I think she was your fiance at the time, yeah. Carrie, my wife, Laura, the four of us are out to dinner. We were seated, nice table. The most stereotypically Jersey group of guys that could possibly exist.
All dudes, and they look like they came off the show, The Jersey Shore. I mean, like, blown out hair, the gold chains, and it was all guys.
All guys. Like, you
like
know,
eight or ten of them.
Jersey Shore is a good example. Like, and they were the loudest table that you could possibly imagine. And they were no more than, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet away from
us. And it was just
so we were
us
sitting
with
down
them.
There. Yes. They came in while you were gone doing, I think, a Fox News hit at one of their mobile vans. And Carrie said, Buck's going to lose it. Like, we were sitting there. She was like, Buck is going to come back in, and he is going to lose it over this. So you came back in. You were there maybe 45 seconds, and you were like, yeah, I can't deal with this. And you just... And you just stood up and immediately went to go see whoever the manager was. And you were like, we need a new table.
Yep.
These guys are too loud. We cannot sit here. And they took us to a new table. And it was
fantastic.
And
they took care of us.
Yeah.
See, that's what a good, but see, that's a way to handle it.
But you didn't go to the table and say, you guys are way too loud, like, and create a huge consumer to consumer battle like that woman did.
Yeah. I didn't want, like,
you know, and you asked to be moved.
I didn't want the cast of The Sopranos to lay a beat down on me right there.
Well, yes.
That wasn't going to be a good idea. But no, but that's exactly, you got to make these kind of on-the-spot judgments about the best way to handle the situation and not to escalate conflict. Because remember, it's not even just you and that person. It's also, you know, everyone else is there to have a good time, too. I think being considerate extends to, you know, the establishment and the people working there. And so in that case, by the way, they were obscenely loud. I could even hear them even after we moved tables, but it didn't bother me because we were far away from them. But no harm, no foul there in the sense that we got a new table, we're good, no problems, no one embarrassed, no issues, right? That's the way you want to handle these things. So it was kind of like a clinic from the Buckster over here.
I will say this, too. I am very, the amount of restaurants that I go into now where the tables are so close that I can almost touch knees with the person that I'm not in a group with. It's different if you're with the person, but you know what I'm talking about? This is, I think they're squeezing more tables into restaurants than ever before.
It's like efficiency experts have gone into all these places and been like, people don't need to be able to breathe or move their elbows. Yeah.
I walk into restaurants sometimes now and I'm like, I just want to turn around and walk back out because I don't want to sit where somebody can hear every single thing that I say for an entire meal with my wife or with a buddy or with anybody else. And I can't imagine that anybody enjoys that. And yet everybody's packed in like sardines now.
I've had strangers start very uncomfortable exchanges with me based on eavesdropping on my conversations, because this will surprise no one. I am right wing all the time, including when I'm having dinner with friends. So, yeah.
But I mean, do you? I don't want to go anywhere where somebody can overhear all my conversation, whatever I'm talking about.
Yeah. No. Look, it's a. Yeah. You know. So anyway, the issue here of the baby and the woman. I think there's pretty broad agreement that the woman didn't handle it well. But I also do think there's a takeaway here that, you know, just be respectful of the people around you if you got a baby. I was at a restaurant, Clay, right in my neighborhood here in Miami, where someone had a dog. And I love dogs. And I showed Ginger on the camera, and I want to get another dog. I'd have five dogs if we could handle it here. The dog was barking during the dinner. And not like once or twice. Like every minute or two, the dog would start barking. Woof, woof, woof. In a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I remember I asked, you know, I did my usual buck thing. I'm like, hey, I'm just wondering. They're just like, yeah, like, what can you do? And I'm like, well, he could leave. It's actually what he could do. He could not bring his dog to a restaurant full of people.
What can you do is a really great. That's the problem, too, because I think a lot of people who run these establishments don't want to find themselves in the middle of it either. And I think that's where probably maybe this woman did go to the establishment. They didn't do anything. And then she took it into her own hands. The other thing is, it's probably going to get videoed. And I don't like this world. We played the AOC clip earlier. Yeah. I don't like this world where everybody pulls out their phone and immediately starts to record everything that happens in their day-to-day existence and then puts it up online so everybody can react to it. But I presume everything gets recorded now. I mean, it's crazy.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Pure Talk, the cell phone company we both rely on, is further investing in their customers without charging an extra penny. Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries.
That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, but now they're giving you coverage in more than 50 countries, too.
Unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. You keep your phone number and your phone unless you want to get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Up to you.
Go to puretalk.com/clay and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/clay, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can have more money to travel with this summer. The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Sunday Hang with Clay and Buck.
Laura Trump joins us now, former first daughter-in-law, host of the Right View podcast. She has a new kids book up that is out right now at bravebooks.com, The Never Give Up Pup. And Laura, when I told my wife that you were coming on, she had an important PSA that she wanted you to be involved in with her. Her name is also Laura, Laura Travis. She says that as a person who lives in Tennessee, no one can get her name right. They all think that her name is Laura. And so she wanted me to ask you, is this something that you have dealt with for your entire life in North Carolina as well? And can you make a public announcement that there's a difference between the two names?
Yeah, this is important. This is big stuff. We're breaking news. We're making news here. Her name is L-A-R-A, the same as mine. That's amazing.
Correct. She was named after Dr. Zhivago. Wow. Her mom loved the movie. Is that you too?
The movie, the book, yeah, but it's from the 60s, so literally no one around knows anything about it. We sound crazy talking about that we were named after Dr. Zhivago. It's Lara, and the best part is if you listen to the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, pronounced my name, of course, my father-in-law. He really has had to work himself into it over the years. I've known him for 16 years. You'll hear that he puts a lot of emphasis on the first day. He goes, Lara. So he's really nailed it. I'm going to encourage everyone out there, for my sake and your wife's sake, to go ahead and take a page out of President Trump's playbook when you're pronouncing our names. That's the right way.
No doubt. And also Lara Croft Tomb Raider, if you're younger, which is what my wife sometimes will reference. So I thought that was important. You've all learned a lesson that'll help me. I was nervous when I started dating my wife that I was going to screw up her name, too. So I appreciate former President Trump dealing with that as well. All right. Tell us about this book and what made you want to write it. I believe you have two kids. I bet reading a lot of kids' books to get your kids ready for bed, among other things, was part of the prompting. But what exactly is the book and why did you want to write it?
Yeah, well, I partnered with Brave Books, and everybody who's heard of Brave Books knows what a great job they do. They basically are a faith-based book company who wants to teach morals to our kids, who wants to make a safe space where every parent can feel comfortable letting their kids read their books and really getting immersed in the books. It feels like everywhere you turn these days, wokeness infiltrates everything. And so I think a lot of parents like myself were concerned, you know, we want to ensure that we're instilling the same values in our children that our parents instilled in us. And so I partnered with them because I thought they were a great company. And it's really, the book is about hard work. I feel like we live in a society where hard work is just falling by the wayside. Kids don't appreciate what hard work gets you. Everything is so easy and accessible for them these days. And how great it feels to put in a good hard day's work and get results on the other side of it. So I actually wrote this book with them, like 7 months ago. And of course, the irony is that you look at my father-in-law, he is kind of the epitome of never giving up. And it really wasn't fully intended to be about him, but you could kind of, you know, put the two stories together. He doesn't give up. Neither does the dog in the book. And of course, it's about animals, dogs, one of my favorite things. So I would just encourage parents out there, if you want to feel comfortable about what you're reading to your kids, Brave Books is fantastic, bravebooks.com, and it's the Never Give Up Pup.
Lara, it's Buck. Notice the pronunciation.
Fantastic. Well done.
Thank you. Lara. I want to do it like the big guy does. Lara and China, and he's got special words. The Never Give Up Pup. What kind of pup is it? I want to ask you some. It's a Friday afternoon here. I want to ask you some dog questions. What are we talking about?
Well, you know, I'm a dog lover. I'm a crazy dog lady. Self-described. So I have a beagle, and I also have a larger hound mix. Charlie's a beagle. Ben is a larger hound mix. This dog is, I know that everybody has, you remember the dog that was in the trench coat when we were kids, and you would see him oftentimes on TV. I'm trying to remember.
McGruff. Oh, yeah. McGruff.
So he's kind of modeled after that. So it's a hound, because hounds are always on the case, on the scent, and we know they're the best detectives out there. So we had to put a hound in here. That's what I've got going around at my house, and
We're gonna sell a lot of Brave Books, the Never Give Up Pup, right now, because this everyone listening, you've probably got more dog lovers listening to this than you could collect people who love dogs in any other place anywhere else in the world. But I do have to ask you, because I'm wondering these days, and I want to put you on the hot seat a little bit. Where do you come down on the invasion? I'm just saying, are they sending us their best of doodles? Because the doodles are everywhere now. Everywhere you look, nothing but doodles. I've got one now. I love her. She's amazing. But I look around. All I see in my neighborhood are these poodle mixes. I've never seen a dog become so popular so fast. Where are you on it?
A lot of doodles. A lot of that going on. Here's where I come down on it. Is anyone who wants to go to an animal shelter, to a dog rescue, anywhere where there are dogs that need a good home, because by the way, shout out to Joe Biden for the fact that we are now euthanizing dogs at 4 or 5 times the rate we were under President Donald Trump, because people literally cannot afford to keep their family pets. I want you to get them all. I love all of them. And whether it's a doodle whether it's a hound, pit bulls. I'm a big fan of pit bulls. They get a bad rap. I call them the Donald Trump of the dog world because people don't understand them, generally speaking. But yeah, the doodles have really infiltrated. Whether or not they're sending their best, I got some thoughts on that. They are hypoallergenic, so I'll give them that.
Okay, there's one more thing here. Clay and I, we got into this a bit, and this is where dogs and politics crosses over in a real way. I understand that there's a tendency to dismiss that Joe Biden has, and to be clear, I do not blame the dogs, right? I do not blame the German Shepherds. They're bad owners. They're not really bad dogs. But the dog has bitten the Secret Service, like, what is it, 20 times or 40 times? It was some crazy number.
24 times.
24 times. 24 times.
That's
times.
Exactly
Thank
right.
You.
Yeah,
that to us, I mean, I love dogs. I grew up with dogs like you. I wish if I could have like a dog rescue with 100 dogs that I could take care of, you know, I would do it. But that to me, there's something wrong in this White House and not just like a little thing. Like there's some issue that they're not dealing with.
Yeah, you're exactly right. There are no bad dogs. There are bad dog owners. Let's be honest. Joe Biden can't even take care of himself, let alone a dog. You got Major, who they had to get rid of. We don't know exactly where Major is. I feel like they gave us the old, yeah, he went with the family. That's the old line you tell people whenever something else happens to these dogs. Then you had Commander 24 times. Both of these dogs are biting Secret Service agents. And let's be clear about German Shepherds. They're among the smartest dogs out there. They are very in tune with their owners. They are very in tune with the commands they are given. Clearly, they are feeding off of the horrendous energy coming out of the White House right now. Biden has failed these dogs. I feel so bad for them. And I'm going to put out another PSA. Wherever Major and Commander are, God bless them. I feel horribly for them. I'm going to go ahead and say that at the Trump household, we'll take them because I think they would do great with my gang. We already got three. Might as well make it.
You guys rehabbing Biden's mistreated dogs, I would just say, would be a metaphor on so many levels for the country right
exactly.
now. Clay, sorry, you're up next.
Yeah, no. Laura, you are obviously, I'm sure, it's been crazy to be the daughter-in-law of the President of the United States and find yourself drawn into so many of the controversies. As we get ready for 24, there's talk about you with the RNC. I know you got two young kids. You got the book that's coming out. What in your mind is the most effective thing you could do to help Donald Trump return to the White House? And what are you trying to do from a political perspective to make that happen?
Well, I hope as of end of next week, I will become the co-chair of the RNC. There is a vote that will take place next week on that. And listen, we have to realize that we haven't been playing the game the right way against the Democrats. If we want to win elections, we have to play chess, not checkers. And unfortunately, that's what we've been doing in large part as Republicans, as this party. You know, if I am elected as co-chair of the RNC, I can tell you we are going to have things that you've never seen happen, like legal ballot harvesting across this country. We have to encourage people, although we wish there was one day of voting and we had paper ballots and voter ID everywhere. We don't have that right now. We have early voting and mail-in voting. We got to bank so many votes heading into November 5th of this year that we're not playing catch up on election day. We want to encourage everyone to go vote early. We want to make sure that come election day, we don't just have people standing in polling locations. We will have trained poll watchers and lawyers in all of these locations across the country so that they can actually physically count ballots that are received and the ballots that are going out, and those numbers have to match. We're going to have to play this a little differently. It is time we start winning again. I can guarantee you that is the plan if I'm elected co-chair of the RNC, winning from top to bottom of the ticket, Donald Trump 47th president, expand our lead in the House and take back the Senate. That's the big plan.
Laura, Buck and I were at Mar-a-Lago in November. We've had Trump on the show, your father-in-law, a bunch. And so we see him behind the scenes. And we talked about this after we finished the most recent interview. He insisted that we had to take Mar-a-Lago milkshakes with us for our drive because they were so good. Our wives were there, too.
They were good, by the way.
They were very good, by the way. But
they're the
I
best.
Would
only the best.
Only the best. That's right. I would imagine as the daughter-in-law, and now you've got grandchildren of President Trump, that when you hear him attacked as Hitler or the most evil man on the planet, and then you contrast it with your own personal relationship with him, that's one of the most staggering things. But I bet when he's the grandfather of your children, those things probably strike even differently, right? I mean, it has to inspire you to want to get more involved when you see someone who you know is a pretty nice guy and pretty easygoing attacked as if he's the worst human being who's ever lived.
Yeah, I mean, and that's sadly an understatement. This is, it's incredible to see. Yeah, of course it's personal. This is my family. As you just pointed out, this is my children's grandfather. And to know him as I have for 16 years, believe me, I know the heart of this man and I know who he truly is. But it's all the more reason that I think this fight is so important, because this is, it's so much bigger than all of us. Obviously, none of us like the lies that are spread about him and the rest of us out there. But this really is about saving the country for the next generation and for making sure they get to grow up in the same America that we all got to grow up in. I think he understands, and he's understood for a long time, that he really is the only person who can do the job that needs to be done, that he doesn't care what they say about him. He doesn't care that they try and ultimately destroy him. Look at what they're doing to his life's work, his business. They try to take down his family at every turn, and any collateral damage of any person who has any association with him. But I think that's why he understands this fight is so important, and it's why it's so important to me and the rest of our family. If we do not ensure that Donald Trump is the 47th president, I honestly don't know what kind of country we have on the other side of it. If the things that they have done to this one man are allowed to stand and they're successful in their attempts to interfere in an election in the way that they have, we really don't have the same country left to our kids. So it's vitally important to me, vitally important to the rest of the family. And I give my father-in-law so much credit. No other person would be standing, and not just standing, but fighting and looking forward and ready to take on whatever they throw his way.
Go to bravebooks.com to get your copy of The Never Give Up Pup, which sounds great to me. Laura Trump, the author, and soon to be running the RNC. Laura, thank you for being with us. Great to hang with you.
Thank you, guys. Great to be with you, too. I appreciate it.
Pure Talk, the cell phone company we both rely on, is further investing in their customers without charging an extra penny. Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries.
That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, but now they're giving you coverage in more than 50 countries too.
Unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. You keep your phone number and your phone unless you want to get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Up to you. Go to puretalk.com/buck and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/buck, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. On this program, Clay and I are here to help you cut through the noise, the ulterior motives, to uncover the truths that no one else is going to tell you. That's what our colleague Mark Chaykin does, but for the U.S. stock market. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years. Across those decades, he invented three new indices for the NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Mark says the majority of Americans are...
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only... Wait for it...
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
We were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
And then you get into
as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Sundays with Clay and Buck.
Baseball season now, right? For the kids? Not quite?
You know, what's interesting is my middle son has gone all in on lacrosse, which I don't know anything about. This is one of the sports that I've never played that I have no knowledge of. He says he loves it. So there is lacrosse going on. There is soccer going on. This is the first year in like 15 that we're not going to have a baseball player. None of the kids are they're moving on from baseball. America's pastime.
I didn't know they played, and I'm being serious. I didn't know they played lacrosse in the more middle part of the country. All up and down the East Coast, it's big.
Join the club. I know nothing about lacrosse, and if Dad, meaning me, had the choice, baseball would have been the choice over lacrosse. But I feel like when the kids get to be like 13 or 14, they get to have more control over what sports they want to pursue. And so lacrosse is in and baseball is out. Again,
have you
not,
ever seen this guy? There's a guy, I got to send it to you. He does like a little league coach impersonation. He's a young guy, but he kind of stuffs a pillow in for his belly. And he's like,
yes,
all
that
right
is
there,
fabulous.
Get in there. You know, and he's doing all this stuff. He is exactly like my high school phys ed coaches. Same accent, same everything. And he plays the crazy little league coach, and he's phenomenal at it. This guy, I got to find this guy's name on TikTok because
I think I'm retired now from coaching. I had about a decade of being involved in coaching. My boys, first of all, I couldn't coach lacrosse if I had to. I have no idea what's going on.
Did you ever get into an argument with an umpire where you had to kick dirt and spit? Because I feel like that would be fun.
I didn't kick dirt and spit, but I did. I got kicked out of a game. Remember for disputing a call.
I do recall that.
Which was not well received by Laura Travis.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.